There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Time is 7 after the hour. It looks like a Tuesday on the air, the 7th of April, and Hardly a Man is live. Wait a minute. How does that work? It was the 7th. No, it was the 17th. Kenny, is the Patriots Day. It was the 7th of April of 75, and Hardly a Man is now alive. I think it was the 7th of April, if I'm not mistaken. So this is the day of Paul Revere's ride. Giddy up. That's a story for later on. In this hour, in-depth items of interest and importance. Your following through is encouraged. 888-302-3684. Email to Doug or Ken. Ken Kessler is here with me. I'm Doug Stephan on the Good Day program. Ken or Doug at Doug Stephan, STEPHAN.com. Or you can do the Facebook or the Twitter thing, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day. So, Kenny, the ISIS challenge. It almost sounds like it's a college basketball series, doesn't it? The ISIS challenge. But it's not quite that. What do we have from people who have been digging around in all of this? So I asked the question because I'm looking at a new video that was posted on how the Islamic State destroyed that ancient city, how they have terrorized, we know, humanity. But not only are they terrorizing and killing human beings, they're destroying everything in their wake. And one just wonders, how do those who have a brain that's like your brain, my brain, human brains are pretty much all the same. They don't necessarily function the same. They are subject to whatever experiences. The idea of what we grow up to be like comes from what our experiences are, what our environment is. So somehow or other, this thread of murder and mayhem and chaos and hatred started someplace. Fascinating is probably not the right word, but I can't think of another word. Understanding how these minds work. This is how my mind works. I'm always the details of the story, if you will, the details of what's going on, you can get that anywhere. What I want to figure out in a profile of one of these people, maybe Jihadi John, what psychological switch is tripped to make somebody become as outraged, as angry, as animalistic as these people become? And then the people who want, they have, it's like there's standing room only here. Not here, but there. The number of people that want to sign up, that want to involve themselves, that want to volunteer, that want to, there's, you know, those who are signing up to be killed. Cannon fodder. These girls that want to go there. What in the name of heavens is in a person's mind? And I know you don't know. We ought to probably find some psychologist that understands this mind or understands any mind. I'm just I'm amazed at how well they understand how to motivate people, how well motivated they are themselves in a sense, and how we just are not doing anything. That's the thing that more bothers me than anything else, and I'm very repetitive about that, for sure. So anyway, I asked you if there was anything on Facebook.com/Good Day or Twitter at Good Day that we can sink our teeth into.
Sure. Mark says, primitive cultures like ISIS don't have the social faculty to separate out and preserve irreplaceable artifacts. That's why so much has been lost. It's another sign of ISIS's lack of intelligence. It takes sophistication to handle history correctly, and it takes none to be brutal. Another reason why they need to be stopped and exterminated for the destructive cancer that they are.
Exterminated is a good word, not one that I would use lightly, but yeah. Extermination is probably an excellent word for what to do or how to deal with the ISIS, is the so-called Islamic State. Although that's confusing too, because there are most of the states in the Middle East, or most of the Muslim states, are Islamic states, are they not?
Yes, they are.
Yeah. All right, what other things do you have there to add to this?
Josh says, defeating ISIS will require two things, each of which will have bipartisan opposition. Number one, several thousand U.S. boots on the ground to spearhead the operation. And number two, a temporary agreement for military cooperation with Syrian President Assad, which will allow us to operate inside Syria for the purpose of destroying ISIS.
And then what do? Then we turn around and destroy Assad, which is what we've been trying to do
right
for 3 years. Hey. Okay, what else?
Vi says, ISIS is a cult, pure and simple. Cults degrade and offer destruction only.
The ISIS movement has involved itself not only in this sort of localized region, but evolved into a very organized, very structured organization that is consolidating its power because they have the support of people who have nothing. The same way the Nazis did it. Look back over history. Any group that took over and followed sort of charismatic leaders, we don't know the names of these people for the most part because we can't identify with their alphabet. We can't identify with their pronunciation. We don't really know. We don't have an identity. But you know, as sure as you're sitting there, that these people are following some sort of leader that has struck a chord with them. You're disadvantaged. You're being taken advantage of. You're abused. There's this, there's that. And all of those things, these people are like Pied Pipers. And so the foreign fighters that are coming in, that are supporting their military, they're bringing, some of them are bringing money with them. Did you know that? Some of these people that are coming in that are volunteering are bringing money with them to participate in this. So anyway, the background being what it is, now there's a reporter, a lady who wrote a cover article for Newsweek on ISIS and its relationship to Christianity. And so we'll have that conversation for you in just a moment. This is Tug's Good Day at 14 past the hour.
Would you wait several days for your cell phone to fully charge? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? Flonase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect? You can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Did you have a baby last year? Or did you not have a baby last year despite all the subtle hints your mom kept dropping? Like building that crib and asking for a number one grandma mug for Christmas? Even though that's not how it works. You can't just ask to be awarded number one grandma. No matter what you went through last year, answering questions like, did you have a baby, is much simpler. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states and MLS number 3030.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy. I need to promote my new business and do it on budget.
I can make that happen.
Can you print business cards?
Staples can print business cards, brochures, banners.
Pens?
Pens, magnets, luggage tags.
Calendars.
Calendars, sticky notes, lawn signs, and window decals.
What about foam fingers?
What color? Red, yellow, blue.
You had me at yellow.
Make on budget happen. Make getting noticed happen. Staples. Make more happen. Now at Staples, get 40% off large banners, posters, and lawn signs.
Offer valid on all large banners, posters, and lawn signs in store and online at 6/27/15. Discount applied before taxes may not be combined with any other offer. See store staples.com/signs for details.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program. Joining Jennifer and Kenny and Richie and I now is Janine DiGiovanni, who is the Middle Eastern editor for Newsweek magazine. The cover story on Newsweek this week, which was done by Janine, from that in the Middle East, some of the oldest Christian communities are fleeing or being wiped out. In the past year, Christians were under pressure in the region, and now that ISIS has brought havoc into this area, is spreading its influence in North Africa, is the threat to Christians and Christianity there is pretty urgent. Here's what Janine wrote in Newsweek, quote, Christians are only one of the many religious groups in Iraq and in Syria that have suffered atrocities at the hands of ISIS. Other armed groups, the Assad regime, also have been after these people for years. A lot of Muslims have been killed or driven from their homes, but ISIS has repeatedly trumped its attacks on Christians, whom it refers to as crusaders, as part of its holy war. I guess, Janine, looking back in history and the holy wars that took place in the 15th century by the Christians on the Muslims, it's the this is just turnabout, in a manner of speaking. American or modern historians will not see it that way, and I'm not saying that either is justified, but it is a turnabout of what happened at the hands of the Spanish back in the 1400s, 1500s, is it not?
Well, I'm not sure that I would say that this is a retaliation for what
I didn't say. It was no, you didn't hear that. No, those words didn't come out of my mouth. I didn't say retaliation. I'm just saying it's more of the same thing, only turn around. What ISIS is doing in the name of the Islamic religion is purifying it, the same as the Spanish Christians did to get rid of the Moors and the Muslims back in the 1400s or 1500s. Same thing.
Okay, well, let's back up, because I'm very reluctant to just put Christians in that category, because ISIS is also slaughtering...
that's exactly what the Christians did as well in that time period. I'm not suggesting that it's right. I'm not saying that ISIS is a great, as a matter of fact, they are the world's worst, and I suggest that they all be wiped out. But I just think it's interesting, anecdotally, historically, if you look back to that period, the Christians were doing the same thing to the Moors, killing them, wiping them out, slaughtering them. That's what they did.
Okay, well, I'm not going to go down that line. If you want to talk to me about my knowledge of what's happening on the ground
right
now,
I made the reference to it because I'm not suggesting that you wrote about it. I'm just suggesting that it's interesting to see how, in this circumstance, your reporting is aimed at the Muslims and what they are doing, which is accurate. But I just wanted to bring people back around to thinking that it's not the only time it's ever happened.
Probably the most brutal treatment ISIS are subjecting other people to is to their own Muslims. In fact, to Sunnis, who they see are not being as righteous and as living as closely to the laws, the Sharia law, and the way of life that they want. I mean, think back to the Jordanian pilot, for instance, who was burned to death, who he was a Sunni. So I think that in some ways, Christians, they're subjugating, they're enslaving, and they're giving them the Jesus tax, which basically is a way of saying, because so many Christians can't afford this tax, if you don't convert to Islam, we will give you this tax. And therefore, this is causing so many Christians to flee because they can't afford it. So it's their way, in a sense, of ethnically cleansing them.
Yeah, and it's successful, in essence. You know what I would like to do with you? If you don't mind, we were a little late getting to you. I'd like you to come back in a few minutes, because I want to discuss what you have written here, actually, and how what the inference is for the rest of the world, if you don't mind. Hold on a second. Janine DiGiovanni on Good Day.
over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Hi, my name is DeRay, suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
Good day program. Kenny and Richie and Jennifer and I have Janine DiGiovanni with us from Newsweek magazine. We're focused on the Christians and other groups, the ISIS. I think the point that you're making here, Janine, if I get it, is, and it wasn't, your point wasn't the same as my point, and I wasn't trying to make it that way. So if it sounded that way, I'm sorry, that's not what I was trying to say. I was making a historical point. In this circumstance, I could make another point about the sex of the Protestant and Christian community doing one another in, and that's sort of what you're saying here. The Islamists who are members of ISIS don't like a particular sect, so they are trying to dismantle them as well as the Christians that come in their way. Is that correct?
I don't know about the Protestant sects you're talking about, because that's really not my... I'm the Middle East editor, so I work in the Middle East. I don't work in America. But what I'm saying is that what I'm trying to point out in this piece is that there's been a steady decline in Christianity in the Middle East since the beginning of the 20th century. There's been a slow decline, which has, in fact, since 2003, since the invasion in Iraq, especially in Iraq and in Syria and Lebanon, there have been groups of Christians that are fleeing, that are seeking life elsewhere because they're finding it increasingly hard. Now, with the rise of ISIS, of the Islamic State, who overran Mosul, which was an important Christian city in northern Iraq, on June the 10th, displacing most of those people, there's been more fear, more anxiety about where they can go, where they can live. And of course, this area, northern Iraq in particular, is the cradle of Christianity. So it's very disturbing. And it's a very on the ground to see it. Many Christians want to leave. They're being encouraged by their leaders and by their pastors and by their bishops not to go, because in fact, if they do leave, which is of course the easiest solution, they're leaving behind this kind of hollow land that had once been the land of Christ, if you believe in Christ. Certain towns in Syria, for instance, Malula, Aramaic is still spoken. Malula was overran by ISIS, but actually not by ISIS, but by other jihadist groups, al-Nusra. So, to see these people, these ancient people who have these ancient traditions subjugated like this is very distressing.
All right, so what happens? Is there something to be done? Is there a conclusion? The fact that these Christians are being driven out, what other than getting rid of ISIS, how do you fix the problem? You said the pastors and the bishops have been urging their people to, it sounded like, not go, but why would you stay and face death in the circumstances that present themselves?
I think that that no one predicted the speed of how quickly ISIS would overrun northern parts of northern Iraq and erase borders with Syria. I mean, virtually the border between Iraq and Syria is very porous now. So the persecution of them is really the issue. What to be done? I have always said that we might be able to crush ISIS militarily, although at the moment we're not. They're much stronger than we think and we're led to believe, and also their recruitment process is highly sophisticated. So they're getting a lot of young men coming from Tunisia, coming from Europe, coming from Chechnya, coming from all over the world who are going to wage jihad. Again, not specifically against Christians, against anyone who does not succumb to their Wahhabi extreme radical Islam.
Giovanni from Newsweek, Middle East editor there. Half past the hour on Good Day. Okay, so you've tried to whiten your teeth before and know how annoying it can be. One, maybe you used the strips or the trays and that was too much work to deal with and it got messy. Two, maybe it was too sensitive on your teeth. Or three, maybe you have caps or crowns or veneers and it just wasn't working on those. That's why I use Power Swabs. Power Swabs, a clinically proven teeth whitening system that gets your teeth whiter and brighter in just 5 minutes. That's right, 5 minutes. I'm talking on average 2 shades whiter in 5 minutes and 6 shades in 7 days. Clinically proven. If you have caps, crowns, or veneers, Power Swabs can get rid of the stains on them as well. Who doesn't want a nice white smile to go with the good weather? Call now for your 5-minute solution to whiter and brighter teeth. 800-281-6829. That's 800-281-6829. Call now. Mention Doug Steffen. Get free shipping on your entire order. That's 800-281-6829 for Power Swabs. 800-281-6829.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Business owners are always on the run, but staying connected and organized is really essential to your success. A way to do both? Set up multiple extensions for callers to choose from and have your calls forwarded. This way you'll never miss a call, and you can prioritize based on the extension selected. Take the important calls now and get back to the rest later. Keep listening for more ideas here, and visit grasshopper.com.
Millions of conversations will happen today, but few of us have had a conversation about the care we want when we're seriously ill or nearing the end of life. Sharing your wishes with friends, family, and care providers now and as life changes may improve quality of life at the end of life, both for you and those you love. This conversation may be difficult, but wouldn't you rather have it now, before a crisis? It's time to have the conversation. Visit.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Doug Steffen's Good Day program. This hour, in depth, Ken Kessler and I have the outtakes from the John Oliver conversation with Edward Snowden that appeared on Sunday on his HBO program last week tonight. As an aside, did anybody ever figure out, Kenny, why it was? I'm sure this is supposed to be clever and that it has some significance to somebody. Last week tonight. So we're taking all the events from last week and we're putting them together for you ostensibly to be on the air tonight. How's that?
Right.
That make good sense? That's
yeah.
Really what it means. All right, I figured it out. Very nice. Okay, so for those of you who have not heard bits and pieces of this conversation that Oliver had with Edward Snowden, here's how this went down. Oliver got on a plane, went to Moscow, interviewed Snowden, brought the interview back and edited it and then played it for the audience on his HBO program. So what you're hearing in the background is a little, it's a little squirrely, a little uncomfortable, I think, to listen to some, I mean, he's trying to be funny. And did we think he was funny? I heard some of these yesterday. Did we think he was funny, Kenny?
I think he is.
You think he's funny. Did you think he was funny in the Snowden, in some of the bits he did with Snowden?
Some of the parts, yeah.
Mm, okay. All right. So what we're going to do is bring you some of the important outtakes. Do we have any comments, by the way, on the Snowden thing at facebook.com/good day, Twitter at good day?
I do have a few.
All right. Shall we, let's do a few of them now and then a few of them after we're done, perhaps, if you'd like to do it that way. That might sort of set the stage well for all of this. For those of you, what we found yesterday, I said this, and I was, admittedly yesterday, I was really in a sour mood. And I try not to let that show on the air. It, you know, who cares that you're in a sour mood? They're in a, the people listening are in a sour mood, so they don't need you to be in a sour mood as well. And I don't know, mood, because I'm not really moody. But every once in a while, you know, stuff catches up to you and it affects how you are. The idea is to be a pro. And so I was getting, I kind of got a little grumpy listening to this guy because I didn't think he was that funny. But I think we made some important points, including a lot of people forgetting about who Edward Snowden is or yeah. was. Huh? Who Snowden? So what did you what did we shake out of that tree?
Jackie says, it seems that Edward is now a happy Russian citizen and has no interest in America or his family, but he did steal classified documents and offered them for sale to China and Russia, so he should be happy there.
Was that ever proven that he offered them for sale to China and Russia?
I don't know if it's ever been proven.
Well, but it's been ascertained that he had the ability to do that and that they wanted it, right? That's why they gave him a home.
Yeah.
So do we suspect that he might have given some of the stuff to the Russians, or do you think he says he's a patriot? He says he loves his country, giving the stuff to Russia. What he did to expose what our country, in the name of our country and its efficacy, if what we understand to have been the purpose behind all of this NSA spying, I think the way he explained it anyway and what I got out of it, I mean, I don't even really care whether he still exists or not. The job of having us understand what our country is doing in this circumstance, the job he undertook and successfully has completed, or, I mean, he completed it by getting the information to the public, although I think he still has some stuff, doesn't he? I think there's still some stuff rattling around.
Probably.
Somewhere. Yeah. So I think
he has said so many times that he's given everything out, and then a few months later,
something else will show up.
Yeah, he sent out something else.
So I believe, for the purposes of getting it out on the table, that what he did was good for America. I don't care about him, other than I thank him for doing what he did. Many of you are angry at him. Many of you think he's a traitor. Many of you think he should be shot. I don't have any of those opinions. I think that we have way too much government. We have way too many people sticking their nose in our business in a free country, so-called free society, and there's no place for this stuff. Never mind whether there's information there. How many people does it take? How much money does it take to do this? And at the end of the day, what do we have? What do you have? Everybody is a criminal. Everybody is guilty until proven innocent. Do you ever look at it that way, Kenny? Understanding that under the circumstance of them listening to or having the ability to listen to everybody, the assumption is everybody's guilty of something. Otherwise, why are you listening to any of this? Why is there any energy being put toward figuring this stuff out? Suppose who's doing what? Who's listening to? That's none of their damn business. Unless they can, according to the Constitution, unless they can prove or with reason suspect you of doing something, are there people that are doing things that are bad in our country, against our country? Absolutely. Do we need to know what those people are doing and try to short-circuit them? Absolutely. Do we need to listen to everybody in the world's conversation? Absolutely not. And when people say, like Whoopi Goldberg and others, I don't think they can listen to me all they want. I don't have anything to hide. That's not the principle
at
hand.
It
has nothing to do with that. That's not the principle.
Did you ever see the first Jurassic Park movie?
I did not. Those sorts of things bug me, so I don't.
Jeff Goldblum had a great line in that when they were talking about this experimentation that they were doing. And he said that you spend so much time figuring out how to do something that you never think about whether you should do it.
Yeah, there you go. All
right,
so
I think a big problem with this.
That is. All right, you have one more comment you want to do, and let's get to some of the sound from this.
Sure. Alice says, you should have some expectation of privacy, especially with your email. The NSA should get a warrant from a real court and not a shadow court if they need to look into it or look at our browsing. It shouldn't be that putting something online makes it fair game, and we shouldn't settle for this.
Right. Okay. So, again, for those of you just joining us, Edward Snowden going public with John Oliver has an HBO show called Last Week Tonight. Oliver goes to Moscow. He interviews Edward Snowden, and we have the basic gist here in the next few minutes of what came out of the conversation as he gets started asking him about whether he wishes he were back in the U.S. of A.
How much do you miss America?
You know, my country is something that travels with me. You know, it's not just a geography.
Well, that's already a way too complicated answer. The answer is, I miss it a lot. It's the greatest country in the world.
I do miss my country. I do miss my home. I do miss my family.
Do you miss Hot Pockets?
Yes. I miss Hot Pockets very much.
Okay, so he edits the material and plays to the audience, and Snowden is not live there, obviously. He's from the interview he'd done the week before. He's there, but he's not there, you know what I mean? Through the magic of technology. All right, next. Oliver asked Snowden why he did what he did.
Why did you do this?
The NSA has the greatest surveillance capabilities that we've ever seen in history. Now, what they will argue is that they don't use this for nefarious purposes against American citizens. In some ways, that's true. But the real problem is that they're using these capabilities to make us vulnerable to them and then saying, "Well, I have a gun pointed at your head. I'm not going to pull the trigger. Trust me."
So what's the NSA you want look like? Because you applied for a job at the NSA.
Right.
So you clearly see an inherent value in that shadowy organization.
I worked with mass surveillance systems against Chinese hackers. I saw that, you know, these things do have some purpose.
And you want your spies to be good at spying, to be fair.
Right. What you don't want is you don't want them spying inside their own country. Spies are great when they're on our side, but we can never forget that they're incredibly powerful and incredibly dangerous. And if they're off the leash, they can end up coming after us.
But just to be clear, we're talking about two different things here, domestic surveillance and foreign surveillance.
Right.
Because domestic surveillance, Americans give some of a about. Foreign surveillance, they don't give any remote about.
Well, the second question is, when we talk about foreign surveillance, are we applying it in ways that are beneficial?
No one cares.
We spied on UNICEF, the Children's Fund.
Sure. What was UNICEF doing?
All right.
I mean, that's the question there, isn't it?
The question is, are these programs valuable? Are we going to be safer when we're spying on UNICEF and lawyers who are talking about the price of shrimp and clove cigarettes?
I don't think people say that's good. I think they'll say, I definitely don't care.
All right, so we're conducting the sort of outtakes from John Oliver's HBO show Last Week Tonight, in which the interview that he did with Edward Snowden in Russia has come to the surface. Some more outtakes from that so you know what Snowden is saying and thinking as we continue. Doug Stephan on the Good Day program at 17 before the hour.
I'm Chris Wallace. Since taking Andro 400, I have dropped 45 pounds. I'm sleeping better. My knee pain went away. I've had some lower back issues, and I've noticed that that went away. The radio ad says it attacks belly fat. Well, let me tell you, it did. I've lost 6 inches.
So, guys, if you'd like to get similar results, try Andro 400, the safe, inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 866-546-1955. 866-546-1955.
No, it's always on my mind, kid. Safety. I live, eat, and breathe safety. When I wake up in the morning, I have a large cup of safety with two sugars and a dash of safety. Safety matters. Your safety, my safety, everybody's safety. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products, services, and resources to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. Now pass me one of those safety donuts over there. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com. The entrepreneur's phone system.
Still need to file your taxes? Don't forget that some of the things you did last year could be worth valuable tax deductions and credits. If you took your children to summer day camp, you may be eligible to claim the child and dependent care credit. TurboTax will walk you through over 350 tax deductions and credits so you don't forget them. Go to TurboTax.com today and get started free. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
Right now, a pirate takeover of an oil tanker is being thwarted off the coast of Africa. Right now, terrorists are being watched from 10 miles in the stratosphere. Right now, a school is being built for children in a third world country. Right now, America's Navy is working around the world, around the clock, protecting everything we hold dear back home. Visit Navy.com to learn more.
14 before the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program, in depth, and in this portion of the program, we're listening to some of the outtakes from John Oliver's program on HBO called Last Week Tonight. He takes Edward Snowden to task, sort of. I didn't feel like there was any grinding and bumping going on here, Kenny. Did you, listening to any part of this, I don't feel like there's a gotcha here anywhere?
No, the closest to a gotcha is in this next cut.
All right. Oliver is asking Snowden if he actually read the documents that he handed over to the news media.
How many of those documents have you actually read?
I've evaluated all the documents that are in the archive.
You've read every single one?
Well, I do understand what I turned over.
But there's a difference between understanding what's in the documents and reading what's in the documents.
I recognize the concern.
Right, because when you're handing over thousands of NSA documents, the last thing you want to do is read them.
I think it's fair to be concerned about, did this person do enough? Were they careful enough?
Especially when you're handling material like we know you're handling.
Well, in my defense, I'm not handling anything anymore. That's been passed to the journalists, and they're using extraordinary security measures to make sure that this is reported in the most responsible way.
But those are journalists with a lower technical skill set than you.
That's true, but they do understand, just like you and I do, just how important it is to get this right.
So the New York Times took a slide, didn't redact it properly, and in the end, it was possible for people to see that something was being used in Mosul on Al-Qaeda.
That is a problem.
Well, that's a f***.
It is a f***, and these things do happen in reporting. In journalism, we have to accept that some mistakes will be made. This is a fundamental concept of liberty.
Right, but you have to own that then. You're giving documents with information you know could be harmful, which could get out there.
Yes. If people act in bad faith.
You're not even talking about bad faith. You're talking about incompetence.
We are. But you will never be completely free from risk if you're free. The only time you can be free from risk is when you're in prison.
John Oliver now. Let's see. We got time. Let's get one more piece here. Cut 612, Kara, where Oliver asks Snowden if Americans understand what he did.
Did you do this to solve a problem?
I did this to give the American people a chance to decide for themselves the kind of government they want to have. That is a conversation that I think the American people deserve to decide.
Oh, there's no doubt it is a critical conversation, but is it a conversation that we have the capacity to have? Because it's so complicated, we don't fundamentally understand it.
It is a challenging conversation. I mean, it's difficult for most people to even conceptualize. The problem is, the internet is massively complex and so much of it is invisible. Service providers, technicians, engineers, the phone number...
Okay, let me stop you right there, Edward, because this is the whole problem.
Right.
This is the whole problem. I glaze over because it's like the IT guy comes into your office and you go, oh, don't... teach me anything. I don't want to learn.
It's a real challenge to figure out how do we communicate things that require sort of years and years of technical understanding and compress that into seconds of speech. So I'm sympathetic to the problem there.
But the thing is, everything you did only matters if we have this conversation properly.
All right. So there's, I think there's some pretty interesting meat there. Edward Snowden with John Oliver on HBO. It's 51 after the hour on Good Day.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, Chris McFadden and Ken Kessler and Warren Eckstein from the Pet Show to talk about your dog, your cat, your pet. And I have a story of a dog named Smiley that you will love in a moment. Plus, Warren has been talking about how dog kisses could be good for you. So I'm going to blow you a kiss right now, Warren, because I just kissed Charlotte. So from Charlotte's lips to my lips to your lips, it could be something
I wouldn't worry about Charlotte, Warren, but I think Doug was just cleaning himself.
I'm not feeling any better.
We'll get rid of that cold of yours by hook or by crook. 54 after the hour. Warren joins us for extended conversation in a moment here on Good Day.
Cheap Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. So when Grandma said, when you're mad, count to 10, was she right? Absolutely yes. Here's the neurological science of it. It seems you've got a choice to act. It's called the readiness potential. And even if a desire to act is initiated in the unconscious of your brain, there's a built-in, are you sure you want to do this, brain pop-up message. After you decide to act and right before you do it, the brain initiates a pre-wired 150 millisecond stop and rethink what you're doing opportunity. What's the cheap psychological trick? Even if the devil makes you do it, there's a brain-wired mechanism which will give you a second chance. Grandma was right. Count to 10 is a second chance to stop before you regret it. Check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
All right, I got to tell this story on the air.
Warren Eckstein and I had coffee and donuts the other day. I had a muffin, actually. You didn't even have a donut. Starbucks. What? Somebody at some point in time, Kenny, remind me of this. I want to know why they're called Starbucks. It has nothing to do with Warren being here. I just want to know. We met at a Starbucks here in Santa Monica because Warren wanted to see how Charlotte was doing, and I wanted him to tell me what he thought about her in her current state. And, you know, you sit there, you watch these people going by and spending all this money. Take me there someplace at another time. I don't want to go there now, but it is amazing. Nice place to meet, though, on the sidewalk, watching all the dogs go by. And so you and I were talking about Charlotte and how you know it's time. When you get to a point, Charlotte's almost 15. A lot of people think that she doesn't have the same dignity that she did. Her quality of life isn't what it was. You've been around dogs. Your expertise is internationally known. So what do you say to people, never mind just to me, who have a dog that is their best, favorite, closest being to them, and they resist? You know, my children have said to me they think that I would put Charlotte to sleep, and other people have said that, and I'm just not going to because I don't think she's ready. But what advice do you have for people who are in that predicament, as we discussed the other day, Warren?
Generally, the advice I have is not to take advice from other people. I think that's really an important aspect of it. You know, even when my dogs get older, and my cats and whatever animals I'm working with, it's the person, the guardian that lives with them every day that can recognize the quality of life. You can look in their eyes. In your case, it's more difficult, but I saw Charlotte. Charlotte was in no pain that I could see. She was kind of happy, loved having a little rub on her back for me. So the only person that can make that decision, it could be an hour from now, it could be a week from now, it could be 6 months, it could be a year from now, is you. So I tell people, when you have a pet like that, every evening, sit down, speak to them. I promise you, they will let you know when the time to move on is ready.
But the important thing here, and this is the thing I worry about with Doug, because he loves that dog so much, is it's all about the dog. It's not about you.
Well, I think that's what Warren and I were talking about, right?
But Rich has a point. There are certain people that may go beyond the point of quality of life just based on the fact they don't want to let go. And the deepest love you can have for anything is that ability to let go.
Yep. Here's the story about a dog, a blind dog, a service dog named Smiley, who was born without any eyes. It came from a puppy mill and was going to be put to death. This lady named Joanne George saved Smiley, and now he's working for the St. John Ambulance Therapy Dog Program, and I think that's in Utah, if I'm not mistaken, teaching people not to dwell on a disability. And that's the best, you know, you have your dogs around and lessons from them. Imagine a dog that has no eyes, never had any eyes. Charlotte doesn't have any eyes now, but lived most of her life with them. And she teaches people at this facility how to live without their eyes.
It's amazing what animals can do.
Isn't it really? All right, Warren, thank you. You're amazing as well. 59 after on Good Day.
America Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is written by Ken Kessler and produced at Bob K Sound and Recording. America
Weekend. Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.